It's not magical. You can't just think something into reality. You have to think it into a feeling state that then moves you into action, that then you go make something. Hi, this is Amira Alvarez, and on this episode of the Unstoppable Woman podcast, we are going to be talking about the laws of success, otherwise known as universal law or natural law. These laws, when I learned them, completely revolutionized how I went about living and running my business. They've been instrumental in helping me navigate the growth of my business, really stepping forward and scaling, massively increasing cash flow, massively increasing my delight in my life, how much fun I'm having in business, the kind of relationships I'm having with the people on my team, with my clients, with the people I interact with when I'm growing my business, and even beyond my business in my life. Who I'm having relationships with and how I navigate them is so important to me. Heck, we're people. We're people. We have relationships with people. We are interacting with the world in a particular way. And if you can learn how to navigate that and discern how to move forward in the most effective, positive, results-oriented way that leads to your delight and your happiness and your joy and your freedom and feeling good, if you have a roadmap to that, it's truly amazing. And these laws are just that. They are a roadmap to a successful life, to having a life that you love. Now, your life and my life, what we consider fabulous and what we consider success is probably very different. Or maybe it's very much the same. If you're listening to this podcast and you're an unstoppable woman, it might be very much the same. But there's, of course, going to be nuance about, you know, what kinds of things you're going after and what kinds of things I'm going after. Your version of success and my version of success, the actual, you know, thing that is going to be different, but the methodology for achieving it is the same because life works by law. Law is absolute. It happens regardless of whether you are aware of it or understand it. It exists. Consider it like this. Consider the law of gravity. We all know about the law of gravity. I cannot tell you how gravity works. I am not a physicist. I cannot give you the mathematical equation for it. I cannot scientifically explain it. But I know that if I drop the pen that I'm holding in my hand, like if I just open my hand, it is going to fall towards the earth, not float up into the sky. I know that. I understand it. It's part of my worldview, and it exists whether I understand the mathematics, the science of it or not. The laws of the universe are the same. They work whether you are aware of what they are or not. If no one told you about gravity, if it was never mentioned in a school book or a science class growing up, if you were living in some sort of isolated bubble where nobody mentioned gravity ever, it would still be working, okay? It doesn't make it not exist just because you don't know the name of it or you're ignorant of it. And that is such an important point for many things in life, not just the laws, but a little tangent here. You know, there are things that you are ignorant of that still have effect on you. And you have to understand that things might be happening that you're unaware of, but you're getting certain results. It's always important to look at the results that you're getting. Okay. Because that's going to help you understand, you know, what you might not know and what you might have to go get information on and not stay ignorant of. Okay, so let's dive into these laws. There are 7 fundamental universal laws of the universe, Okay, that's a little redundant. There are seven laws of success. These are the seven universal laws of the universe. Okay, I just said it again, but there you go. Seven universal laws. Period, full stop. I got it right that time. Okay, so these seven laws are what I learned from my mentor. He learned it from his mentor, who learned it from his mentor, and it's been passed down through the ages from really up until now, man to man to man to man, and now to a woman. Isn't that kind of fun? Okay. And these laws are based on Hermetic law. You can go look that up. It's not essential to understand the origin of these laws, but if you're curious, you can go look up Hermetic law and you will know where these originate from. So for the curious, you can go do that. Now, the first law that I want to talk to you about is the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. This law is so important. It says that substance can be transmuted, but it can never be destroyed. Substance is constantly going from a formless state to a physical state and back again. This is the progressive, creative operation of the universe. Super, super important. This means that nothing is ever lost or ever gained. Everything that ever is or will be is here now. It's just not necessarily in the form that you want it to be in. Okay? So this is super important when you are a creative agent in the world, when you are building a business, building something from an idea into something into physical form. That idea is here and it's here now. To call it into physical form is going to require a transmutation of energy. This is where your effort comes in. This is where your action comes in. This is where you taking something from idea, non-form, into form comes into play. This is effort, action, work. Okay, you can't avoid the work. Okay, it's not magical. You can't just think something into reality. You have to think it into a feeling state that then moves you into action, that then you go make something. And this is the creative process of the universe, and it's progressive. Now, I want to step back five steps on here and give you an example of something that's never been lost, okay? Think of a seed that is planted. Water is added to it, it's in the earth, it grows into a tree. The tree lives for 50 years. Every season it puts out leaves and then it drops leaves. Those leaves go down onto the earth and they turn into soil as they decompose. They turn into soil. That soil then feeds the roots of the tree, giving it more nutrients so it grows into more. Then eventually 50 to 100 years later, that tree dies, right? It's reached its full lifestyle. The whole thing decomposes into the earth. It turns into coal or peat that's burned in a factory or a home, which goes into smoke that turns into the air, and then it keeps getting recycled over and over and over again. Nothing has been lost. If you could add up all those parts and pieces, all the energy, nothing in that energetic cycle was lost. Okay? And so we see this in nature, and it's the same thing with your ideas, okay? Ideas are spiritual seeds. Now you have to water and feed them like a tree is watered and fed, but they will grow and they will grow into something more. Nothing that has ever been or ever will be is from outside of the universe. It's all here and it's all here now, which is so powerful as a lesson for what you can create. It gives you unlimited capacity. The only thing that's stopping you from creating something amazingly new and different in this world, something that adds value to this world, something that can be converted into a business where you can receive financial reward for it, is your initiative, your creative process, your ideas, and the effort that you put into it, okay? It is up to you. Okay, so that's just a little overview of the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. There's so much more to it, but I want to move on to our next law, which is the law of vibration. So nothing in the universe rests. Everything moves. Everything vibrates at a particular frequency, including ourselves and our thoughts, and is magnetized to other things vibrating at the same frequency. And you can only attract things to you that are in harmonious vibration to you. So many people know the law of attraction. That's the law that was really brought to the forefront and made famous in the movie The Secret, which is a great movie. It's missing a few pieces like, oh, you have to take action. But aside from that, it really brought this idea to a wider audience, which is fantastic. But the way that I was taught the law of attraction was that it's about vibration, that it's really the law of vibration. It's not that we just show up and attract something. It's that we are vibrating at a particular frequency that someone else or something else is vibrating at. So let's break this down a little bit. If you are a business person, and let's say you're just starting off in a service-based business or product-based business, and let's say you're selling your product or your service for $50, like $50 an hour, you are vibrating. You started your business and you thought $50, that's what it's worth, okay? You are vibrating at a level of $50, okay? Now, you're gonna have to sell a lot of widgets or sell a lot of hours to make 100K, 200K, a million, whatever your financial goal is, okay? Because you're only selling what you are selling, your product or service, for $50. But that's where your value level was marked at. That's where you vibrate at. That's where you think this product or service should be sold at, okay? And the people who think that that product or service should be sold at $50 will vibrate at that, and those will be your clients and customers. Now, what if you want to make more money and you want to sell what you're selling for a higher level? Well, you have to be someone who thinks that what you offer is worth more. And when you raise your awareness that what you could be selling your product or service for could be sold for something more, and you start valuing it at that level, then you start vibrating at that level. And there will be people that match you at that level, and they will be attracted to you. Now, the same thing is true of, you know, the team members that you hire, the people on staff, your employees, your interns, your research assistants, your partners, okay? The people who you attract are vibrating at the same level that you are. So if you are suffering from people who always disappoint you, quit after working for you for a few months, don't have a level of excellence that you desire, don't have the knowledge base, you have to look at where you're vibrating at, okay? And this requires you to think about your self-worth, how you treat people, your level of respect, how you respect yourself, the kinds of messages that you're giving to yourself, There's a whole slew of things that need to be unpacked here that we'll go into in a future podcast episode, but I just want to give you a few examples. So we've talked about in business, your price point, in business, your team members. You can think about this in your life, in the kinds of relationships that you're in. So if you're in a lot of toxic relationships with people, you're constantly in conflict with people. People are constantly leaving you, or bad relationships where you will never feel valued. You're going to want to think about how you're vibrating, okay? So, and there's a particular way that I teach. Again, we'll go into this in a future podcast on how to raise your vibration so that you can start attracting the things that you actually desire into your life based on the energy vibration that you have. Okay, let's keep moving here. Let's talk about the law of cause and effect. So the law of cause and effect says that nothing happens by chance, and everything you experience in the world is an effect of a cause set in motion. Effects become causes of new effects in a train of causation. As first cause, everything you set in motion returns to you, the causal source, as a result. So this is super important. We don't live in a random universe. We live in a universe that's based on cause and effect. That means that nothing happens by chance. You're not lucky. There's no such thing as luck or non-luck. Everything happens by cause. Yes, of course, we're born into certain circumstances. Yes, of course, there's systemic racism. There's systemic poverty. There's systemic sexism. All of that exists, but it's not random. That is caused by certain things. And certain people get out of poverty. Certain people excel and have extraordinary lives. What were the causes of that? Okay? You have to start looking at the causes that lead to the effects or the results that you want. So for yourself, what are the results that you want? What do you want in your life? What do you truly desire? From a business perspective, what is your growth desire? Like, think in terms of very concrete things. How much revenue do you want to generate? How much profit do you want? How many new team members do you want? How much impact do you want to make? What would that impact look like? How do you want to help people? What is your end goal with doing this? Same thing with your career. If you have a career in the workplace, what are the results that you want? What are your professional goals? What are your personal goals? What do you want in your personal life? A lot of the women that I work with really want both. It's like they want a freaking kick-ass business, but they want a freaking kick-ass life too. That's what I believe being unstoppable is about. It's like it's achieving everything in your life. So you want to look at the wide breadth of what you want to achieve in your life, what kind of results that you want. And now it's going to be different over time. You're going to keep wanting to grow and grow in this fashion. But right now, here and now, look at the kind of results that you want. And then start looking at what the causes are for the effects or the results that you want. What would you need to put into play? Now, most people who aren't getting the results that they want right now, they don't know the right causes to put into effect. Or if they do know, they are not taking them, which is, that is because they have a subconscious program that is keeping them from executing on what they consciously know they need to do. That is a cause. Your subconscious programming is a cause, and it is going to either direct you towards what you want or what you don't want. It's either going to be a sabotage or a support system. And we are going to, little teaser here, we're going to go into that in a lot of detail in a future podcast. Okay. So I also want to talk about you being first cause. So You are first cause, meaning you are a creative agent. You, just like spirit, God, source, the universe, is creative. You are creative as well. You are the thing that is putting everything else into action, like a domino effect. So you have to really think about that. Everything in my experience, in my life, I am first cause of, okay? Take that personal responsibility. Lots more to say there, but that is a really good start. Okay, next up, the law of polarity. The law of polarity says that everything has two sides or poles, two poles, that exist concurrently. You can think of this, and they exist at the same time and in the same space, okay? Both must exist in the same space, and there are no halves in the universe. You can't just have one side of a thing. Therefore, what you're experiencing, the corresponding opposite is here and it is here now. So let's look at this. Wealth and poverty are two sides of the same thing, but they are both here and they're both here now, right? Poverty exists and wealth exists. Those two potentialities both exist and they exist now. Night and day are two poles. Happy and sad are two poles. Easy and hard are two poles. I often talk about how making money is mathematically easy. Why are you making it so hard? And it's because there's two poles to it. What you focus on really does matter. Are you going to focus on the pole that says everything is a freaking struggle and hard? Or are you going to focus on the pole that says everything that's easy is here now too? How do I make this easier? And that's one of the power questions that I really share with people, is to ask the question, how can I make this easier? Because it's here and it's here now. So the law of polarity is super important. Again, we're going to flesh that out in a future podcast because it's so important. It is the law that really helps you understand that if you're having a hard time now, that easy is right here, right now. Big problem, big opportunity. They're both here and they're both here now. Okay, next up, law of relativity. This law, super, super, super important, and one that often triggers people. Everything just is. We assign value and meaning through comparison. Really simple law to remember. Everything just is. Nothing is good or bad, large or small, in and of itself. Right or wrong, in and of itself. We only create meaning when we compare it to something else. So is how much money you're making in your business good or bad? Well, compare it to what? Everything just is. So if you made 10K this month, you might think, frickin' A, it's amazing, okay? That's huge. I just doubled, tripled, quadrupled my income. For someone else who's used to making 100K a month or 50K a month, if they made 10K a month, they might be stressing out. They might be going, what the heck just happened here? Why did I go so off track, okay? So everything just is. Now, someone might be in a relationship where they see someone once every 2 weeks, and that's freaking amazing to them. They think that is the bee's knees and is just what they want because they are traveling all over and they are building an empire, and they, you know, that's what they have bandwidth for. And they think, wow, this is amazing. I can get together with someone every 2 weeks, have an amazing time, relax, have great conversations, great sex, great intimacy. And then I get to build my business between those two times. And another person might look at that and go, wow, I'm only seeing someone once every 2 weeks. I need dinner every night with someone. I need to be sleeping in someone's arms. That would suck for me. That's not what independence or freedom means to me. So think about that. It's really important. What are you comparing it to? And what triggers people often is the right, wrong quality of this. Where does ethics come in? So we have to dig into that. That, again, teaser for a future podcast, we'll dive into that. Okay, next up, law of gender. The creative process requires both masculine and feminine energies to beget, engender, and produce. Okay, the feminine principle is receptive, imaginative, generative, corresponding to the subconscious. It's that fertile ground, okay? And that masculine principle is expressive. It's actively extending impressions. It's like putting things out in the world. It's characterized by will. It's that focused energy. It's that focused action-oriented energy. Now, humans, whether they are male or female, have both masculine and feminine energies. This is great. You need both. You need that receptive, generative, that fertile soil where you let the ideas generate, where you receive and open up. That is super important. You need to let things in. If you keep putting things out there in the world, you and not receiving, that's not good for your mojo, for your energy, for your business, for your cash flow. You need to be able to receive ideas also, okay? But you also have to take action in the world. If you're totally in the meditative, soft, receptive mode, you won't be taking enough action. And quite frankly, you need to take action to turn ideas into something, okay? So you need both the masculine and the feminine. And sure enough, most of us in this world that we live in right now we err towards more of the masculine side. I know I do. I have a lot of masculine get it done energy, and I love that. We are not negating any aspect of ourselves, but we do want to look at whether we need to bring in or call in more of one or the other. Okay, law of rhythm. This is the seventh law. Everything in the universe is moving in and out, up and down, to or fro, in a rhythm from a pole to another pole. This is true of everything, including our energy, our mood, our cash flow, our focus, you know, our hormones, our hormonal cycle, you know, the tides of the ocean go in and out. We've got night and day, okay? But when you're looking at this from a business perspective, you're going to be looking at it from, you know, what are the cycles of your business? What are the sales cycles? What are the seasonal cycles? What are the cycles of your income channels, okay? I often look at that when I'm helping people remap their business. Like, what cycles do we have to put into place here or balance out, okay? Harmonize there. But we also want to harmonize our own personal cycles. Know your energy cycles. Know that there is a rhythm to life. There is a rhythm to your business. There's a rhythm to your breath. There's a rhythm to how you like to show up. And we want to really become aware of that and augment it, if you will, support it, give it value and what it needs to really thrive in this world, instead of being ignorant of the cycles and the rhythms that exist. We want to work with it, not against it. And that is something that I want to close this episode with, which is to say we want to be aware of these laws, not ignorant of them. We want to use them in our life and business and start becoming more and more aware of how they show up in every aspect of our life and how they determine our outcomes. And if we are able to understand, oh, this is a rhythm, or oh, this was my vibration, and that was what was a cause that created this particular effect, it demystifies life, it demystifies business, and allows you to really work from a level of awareness that allows you to create the outcomes that you want. The last thing that I want to say about the laws in this episode is that they work together. We separate them into separate laws so that we can talk about a particular aspect of them, but they all work synergistically together. We're not going to look at one situation in your life or business and say, this law alone is at play. All of them are at play all at the same time, but one or the other might help you move forward by emphasizing your focus on that. Okay, I'm Amira Alvarez, founder and CEO of The Unstoppable Woman, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. I would love it, love it, love it if you wanted to download more free resources from us. You can just go to theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff, and we have amazing resources for you there. Thank you for joining the movement. Thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends and colleagues. We're trying to start a movement, so please have at it, share away, and give it a like, give it a review, give it a thumbs up wherever you're at. And we'll see you on the next episode. Rock it out and be unstoppable. Thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. I want to let you know that we've got a ton of free resources for you for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. Please go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting the message out. Share this podcast with all the unstoppable women in your life, your friends, your colleagues, your business besties. Please do that. And if you're game, we'd super duper duper appreciate a review on iTunes as well. Thanks so much, and be unstoppable.